Abortion remains a contentious topic in medical ethics, yet the acute need for accessible healthcare is undeniable, especially when pregnant individuals face difficult choices. A physician might prescribe bed rest, hoping to allay discomfort, but sometimes the after effect of illness lingers. And we must consider how societal anxieties affect those ailing. Did you blink and miss the news about the latest viral infection? Don't be addicted to fear, though anxious thoughts can aggravate the headache. Exercise and proper nutrition can cure many ills, even if the treatment sometimes involves an injection administered with a sterile needle. The pharmacy keeps antibiotic medications that treat bacterial infections. A stark contrast to the days when even a minor wound could become deadly. Can we eradicate every germ? I cough, so maybe not. Chronic back pain can debilitate, causing immobility, a state where even turning your ankle becomes an ordeal. Don't stammer when explaining your symptoms to the doctor, a practitioner who strives to heal and alleviate suffering. The clinic was congested with patients exhibiting a range of ailments, from a simple chill to the more serious pneumonia, a lung disorder. Have you ever had a nightmare so vivid it felt real? Such experiences remind us of the powerful connection between the mind and the body. Some suffer from insomnia, finding it hard to sleep, while others yawn uncontrollably, feeling lethargic despite ample rest. Avoid the compulsion to self-diagnose based on internet searches. Instead, consult a physician. Is your throat sore? Gargle with warm salt water. Feel the sting? It's temporary! This medicine might make you thirsty, so keep water handy. Do you know that stress can irritate your bowel, leading to diarrhea or constipation? That patient, sadly, is comatose, their body seemingly numb, a stark reminder of the fragility of life. He might tremble slightly, a subtle sign of life amidst the immobility. My memory is terrible. I have a bad memory. I sometimes forget why I walked into a room. Did you know the liver plays a crucial role in detoxification? It's vital for maintaining health and preventing the body from becoming intoxicated. Some elderly individuals experience senile dementia, a tragic aspect of aging that can impair cognitive function. Others maintain remarkable longevity. I hurt my wrist playing tennis. Now it's swollen. Avoid strenuous activity to prevent further injury. The doctor used an x-ray to examine the fracture. Remember to bathe regularly to maintain aseptic conditions and prevent infection. That itching could be an allergic reaction. Try not to scratch it. I bite my nails when I'm nervous. Don't you hate that nauseated feeling when you have the flu? A placebo can sometimes have a surprising physiological effect. The power of suggestion is remarkable. The surgeon will treat the tumor. Did the nurse use a gauze pad to stop the bleeding? The appendix is a small organ, but its inflammation can cause severe pain. Have you noticed that the skin around your eyes starts to wrinkle as you age? Such changes are part of the natural aging process. The heart is a vital organ. Cardiac health is crucial. Avoid actions that aggravate your condition. Abstain from smoking and excessive alcohol. Abstinence can be challenging, especially with addiction. I saw a casualty being loaded onto a stretcher. Don't stagger. Be careful. His forehead was hot. He had a fever. The infant cried. Is that a scar on your cheek? Avoid walking barefoot to prevent a sting from an insect. The muscle felt tight. Did you pull a muscle? Apply a cold compress. The psychiatrist specializes in mental health. His phobia of snakes is intense. The stammer made it hard for him to speak. Avoid prone positions if you have breathing difficulties. The vaccine helps build immunity. He fainted from exhaustion. Don't stupefy yourself with excessive medication. The bladder needs emptying. Don't ignore persistent nausea. I felt a chill run down my spine. The navel is also known as the belly button. Avoid strenuous activity after a sprain. His pupils were dilated. The tone of his voice was mute. He seemed insensible to pain. The gut microbiome is important for digestion. Avoid intoxicated driving. Hydrophobia is a symptom of rabies. The tonic was herbal. The osteopath adjusted my posture. The pathology report confirmed the diagnosis. His energy was feeble. He seemed torpid and unwell. Avoid euthanasia. That was a traumatic experience. He was emaciated and weak. Avoid self-harm. That was a deadly virus. Avoid quack doctors. The plague devastated the population. Avoid contact with contagious individuals. The epidemic spread rapidly. His condition began to exacerbate. Avoid becoming maniacal. The aftermath of the surgery required rehabilitation. Avoid suicide. The gangrene afflicted his limb. He died of old age. Avoid starving yourself. His forefinger was bandaged. The tonsils were inflamed. His toothache was unbearable. Avoid prolonged exposure to fumigated areas. The cavity needed filling. Avoid impotent arguments. His gait was sluggish. Avoid malignancy. The cerebral cortex is responsible for higher-level thinking. Avoid neurosis. His gaze was myopic. Avoid lunatic behavior. The nurse administered a transfusion. Avoid hangovers. His appearance was extroverted. Avoid infantile behavior. The transplant was successful. His demeanor was introverted. Avoid rheumatism. The optician checked my eyes. Avoid hereditary conditions. His complexion was pale. Avoid endemic diseases. The pharmacist dispensed the prescription. Avoid gastric ulcers. His voice was hoarse. Avoid bruises. His constitution was strong. Avoid indigestion. The baby was natal. Avoid hydrophobia. His demeanor was abstemious. Avoid alcohol. His demeanor was salutary. Avoid narcotics. His demeanor was benign. Avoid leukemia. His demeanor was ameliorate. Avoid asthma triggers. His demeanor was remediable. Avoid bronchitis. His demeanor was congenital. Avoid measles. His demeanor was immune. Avoid paralysis. His demeanor was enervate. Avoid atrophy. His demeanor was aggravate. Avoid anxiety. His demeanor was anxious. Avoid obsession. His demeanor was obsess. Avoid euphoria. His demeanor was rejuvenate. Avoid swelling. His demeanor was swell. Avoid vomiting. His demeanor was vomit. Avoid sweating excessively. His demeanor was sweat. Avoid shivering. His demeanor was shiver. Avoid hiccuping. His demeanor was hiccup. Avoid feeling exhausted. His stamina was impressive. He seemed awake. His condition was impaired. He needed nourishment to recover. His illness was contagious. He received a stimulant. His infirmity was a disorder. He needed a tranquilizer. His condition did not ameliorate. He was not alive. His sore throat made it hard to swallow. His skin felt itchy. His kidney function was compromised. His waist measured 32 inches. His elbow was bruised. His anatomy knowledge was impressive. His constitution was weak. His condition did not cure. His condition did not rehabilitate. His condition did not remedy. His condition did not assuage. His condition did not nourish. His condition did not rejuvenate. His condition did not sterilize. His condition did not transplant. His condition did not vaccine. His condition did not treat. His condition did not heal. His condition did not alleviate. His condition did not recover. His condition did not die. His condition did not rupture. His condition did not suffocate. His condition did not sting. His condition did not swell. His condition did not sweat. His condition did not shiver. His condition did not hiccup. His condition did not exhausted. His condition did not awake. His condition did not impair. His condition did not nourishment. His condition did not illness. His condition did not stimulant. His condition did not infirmity. His condition did not tranquilizer. His condition did not alive.